new single from a group called Common People. They are touring right now with Cage the Elephant. Dwayne Eddy is going to take us to news time here on Radio 9. Mastodon and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. No, we're not on Twitter anymore. Chris from the North Hills want to know, why aren't you on Twitter anymore? Well, don't want to be part of any club that would have me as a member. You can also find the website at jaythurbershow.com. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Together across the country, regardless of walks of life, in opposition to the executive overreach of the current administration, because it hurts everyone, unless you're a billionaire.
Hunter Dunn with the 5051 movement says nationwide protests are pushing back against a billionaire takeover of democracy. Labor and community groups are planning nearly 1,000 events. Teachers unions warn that President Donald Trump's dismantling of the Department of Education and ending its grants could break already overstretched school budgets. The administration had frozen nearly $90 million in education grants until forced to release them. In Kentucky, Boone County Education Association President Kelly Reed says one problem was schools had already built the funding into their budget plans.
When you make a promise, you need to fulfill that promise. When you make a promise to communities, and really when you make a promise to students who are the most vulnerable.
Kentucky data show teacher pay adjusted for inflation is nearly 20% below 2008 levels. Wisconsin advocates are pressing Congress to pass the Child Care for Working Families Act, which would cap costs at 7% of a family's income. Paula Drew with the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association says she experienced the issue firsthand.
The cost of child care then was more than our mortgage payment, and we were definitely making other decisions of what not to do with our finances in order to be able to afford the necessities, and I would really consider child care as being a necessity.
The bill is backed by most Democrats, but Republicans argue it's too costly. Supporters say it would benefit more than 90% of Wisconsin families and stabilize the early care workforce. The White House has been threatening to send the National Guard to Chicago and now says it may use a Navy base north of the city to support migrant detentions. As in most big cities, violent crime in Chicago has fallen sharply, but White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt says the administration has to act because of the failings of Illinois' Democratic governor.
This is J.B. Pritzker's legacy, by the way.
Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson say they'll sue to block any military deployment, calling it harmful and illegal. Former President and Illinois Senator Barack Obama also warned the expanded use of troops on U.S. soil puts the liberties of all Americans at risk. CDC Director Susan Menares is challenging the legality of her firing, and three top agency officials have resigned in protest over what they call the weaponization of health policy. Senators say they'll question Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. about the shakeup at the Finance Committee hearing next week. Nearly 200 former and current FEMA staff signed an open letter accusing Secretary Kristi Noem and the Department of Homeland Security of dismantling disaster relief programs. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
This is Jeopardy. Now entering the studio are today's contestants. First, in a
assistant plant engineer from Studio City, California, Janet Lattner. And a waiter from Los Angeles, California, Peter Silence. And our returning champion, a library assistant from Harbor City, California, who so far has won a total of $3,475, Jay Thurber.
Started here on the 2 o'clock hour at 207. Much more music time. We'll be playing some more songs for Labor Day weekend and also some more songs for the start of school. But right now, it's Jay and the Americans from 1969 on Radio 9. Good afternoon to you.
This magic moment. Sweeter than a wine.
too. We had to say Dickity, because the Kaiser had stolen our Wear 20. I chased that rascal to get it back, but gave up after Dickity 6 miles.
Tall with Joe Don Baker as Sheriff Buford Pusser. He plays a sheriff who cleans up this county in Tennessee that's supposedly run by the mob. It's an old movie, but it used to play a lot on TV. Well, and then I guess they made a remake with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Well, story out today that a late Tennessee sheriff who inspired a Hollywood movie about a crusading law enforcement officer may have killed his own wife. Authorities in Tennessee acknowledge that the finding will likely shock many who grew up as fans of Buford Pusser. In fact, there is a museum of his life. If you go to McNary County, Tennessee, and if you watched 1973's Walking Tall, that immortalized him as a tough but fair sheriff with zero tolerance for crime. Well, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation exhumed his wife's body And they have concluded that rather than being ambushed, as Sheriff Pusser told authorities back in 1967, they believe she was the victim of domestic violence. They say that the wounds that she suffered did not match the crime scene photos. And during reexamination of the case, an emergency medical, physical, and medical examiner, Dr. Michael Revelle, said he studied postmortem photographs, crime scene photographs, and notes made by the coroner back in 1967. He concluded that Buford Puffer's wife, Pauline, most likely was shot outside the car and then placed inside the car. So, big if true. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation say they plan to make the entire file, which exceeds more than 1,000 pages, available to the public by handing it over to the University of Tennessee Archives. The family saying that the investigation is giving them closure, although at least one family member, a grandchild, says that what is the good of exhuming the body and bringing all of this up against her grandfather for something that happened more than 50 years ago. Connie Francis on Radio 9. Jay Thurber Show, Stuart wants to hear Sky Pilot by Eric Burdon and the Animals. Second request we've had today for Eric Burdon. You say him, we play him on the Big 900.
soldiers of God, you must understand. The fate of your country is in your young hands. May God give you strength, do your job real well. If it all was worth it, only time it will tell. In the morning they return with tears in their eyes. The stench of death drifts up to the skies. A young soldier so ill looks at the sky pilot, remembers the words, "Thou shalt not kill."
Request. Eric Burton and the Animals here. On Radio 9. At 2:24 chime time, new music from Del Watergap coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. And the McKeesport Rib Fest is going on right now out at Renzi Park in McKeesport. I think they go until 8 or 9 tonight, 8 or 9 tomorrow night. And then fireworks on Monday. And that includes live music entertainment at the Lions Band Show. McKeesportBands.com for more information. Gun injuries are the leading cause of death for children and teens in the United States. Some people avoid talking about gun violence because they don't think they can make a difference, but every conversation matters. When it comes to gun violence, we agree on more than we think. And having productive conversations about gun violence can help protect children and teens. Learn how to have that conversation. Go to agreetoagree.org. That's agreetoagree.org. A message brought to you by the Ad Council. If you're listening to us on our flagship station, 88.3 WRCT, coming up at 6 o'clock. What is coming up at 6 o'clock? I have no idea. I should probably have looked that up before I started running my yapper. I do know this, that the schedule is changing because, well, it's the new school year. And WRCT is owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University. I, of course, am not a student. I am Pittsburgh's oldest teenager at this point. But the students are back, and they will be changing the schedule soon. So you'll have to go to WRCT.org to find out what's on. But I think what's on today is breakfast for dinner. So pull up a chair. DJ Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. It's power pop, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that feeds the mind. It's breakfast for dinner coming up Saturday at 6, only on 88.3 WRCT Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University. And on the internet at Tube City Online Radio, it's the Kristen and Amber Show at 6 o'clock, followed at 7 o'clock by the Tragical History Tour. So lots of good listening. No matter how you listen to Radio 9.
McKeesport weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high near 74. Clear overnight with a low of 48. Sunny on Sunday, high 78. Labor Day, sunny skies, high near 80. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 80. And then on Wednesday, a chance of showers, partly sunny, and a high of 78. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess, 67 in Washington, 70 in Beaver County, 68 in Butler. It's 65 now outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland, 67 at WRCT.
Did I get undressed?
His real name is Sam Jaffe, but he goes by Del Water Gap, and that's new music here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:30.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody.
Called 412-385-7450. She said that her sister Sandy is listening in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hi, Sandy. How are you? Thank you for listening. And that when they were kids, they loved this song. Her dad used to sing it to them to wake them up in the morning. Wake up, little Susie. It's the Everly Brothers.
Wake up, little Susie. Wake up. We'll be right back.
as our heroes paused briefly at McKeesport, PA, a mysterious airplane flew above their train, then suddenly plunged directly at their railroad car.
This is the end, Bullwinkle.
According to my watch, we still got 1:05.
At the University of Pittsburgh, Joan Gable, and the president of Duquesne, Ken Gormley, they had a bet on today's football game. I do not think that Chancellor Gable is going to have to pay off. At the end of the third quarter right now, Pitt leading Duquesne by a score of 48-6. We're going to check sports for you. In about 10 minutes. This is Teddy and the Continentals on Radio 9.
Drain. Might as well join a Peace Corps.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Hey, take it away. It's a fun fight.
Your school.
Captain Jack called 412. It's in the fourth quarter, 48, pit 48, Duquesne 6. Captain Jack called 412-385-7450. He said, why is Pitt playing Duquesne this weekend? Well, first of all, they always have a tomato can to open the season, and I guess the Little Sisters of the Poor weren't available.
University of Kentucky, Alabama, LSU, Oklahoma, California, West Virginia, we love you.
Okay. encore, I'd like to turn to a type of song. The type of song that people like myself find ourselves subjected to with increasing frequency as time goes on, and that is the college alma mater. You find yourself at a reunion of old grads and old undergrads, and somebody will start croaking out one of these things, and everyone will gradually join in, each in his own key, of course, until the place is just soggy with nostalgia. Well, a typical such song might be called Bright College Days and might go like this.
After these messages.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs, the Pennsylvania Society of CPAs, and the Ad Council.
Do you have anger management issues? Have you ever been called a thug, a punk, a predator? Can you tell that people are avoiding you? Do they get up and leave the room when you walk in? Well, you might be just the kind of person I'm looking for at ICE. Hello, I'm Tom Holman, the Border Czar. Did you know there are more than 11 billion illegal immigrants in America right now? Well, that's what President Trump tells me, and I believe him. He wants me to hire 10,000 new ICE agents, and we've lowered the requirements to join. That means you might be ICE material, if you're the kind of person who is thrown out of their motorcycle club for being too violent. Now, the liberals will tell you ICE agents don't play by the rules. Well, they're wrong. We don't even know what the rules are. Personally, I'm tired of people being in our country who don't even speak clear English like me. So if you enjoy working outdoors, meeting new people and knocking them to the ground, send your resume and at least three teeth from other people's mouths to Tom Holman, Border Czar, ICE, Washington, D.C., 20536. Or email a copy of the most recent restraining order against you to tom.holman@ice.gov. Together, let's deport immigrants and put violent criminals back on the streets where they belong, working for the federal government.
Jay Thurber! You know, you might want to get an MRI of your brain.
Oh, I had one and they couldn't find nothing.
More music now!
Speaking Speaking of immigrants, here's some people who crossed the border from Brazil. It's Sergio Mendez in Brazil 66. We're going to check sports and weather coming up next. Mendez in Brazil 66 coming to this country and taking jobs away from hardworking people just like you and me. Such a shame. I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you know what your name is. As Uncle Dougie used to say, if you don't, you're in big trouble. I don't know either. New music from the High Watermarks coming up after we take care of sports and weather. Don't forget to stay tuned at 3 o'clock for Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with Eric O'Brien coming up here over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college football action at this hour, Pitt is wrapping up a victory over Duquesne at Acrisure Stadium. Penn State will be hosting Nevada up at Beaver Stadium. That game coming up in just a little while. Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Red Sox last night by a score of 4-2. It's the Bucks and Red Sox again today at Fenway Park. That game will get underway a little bit after 4. Elsewhere in the major leagues last night, Astros over the Angels 2-0. Cubs beat the Rockies 11-7. Diamondbacks over the Dodgers 3-0, and the Twins over the Padres 7-4. Pittsburgh Steelers have re-signed Aiden Williams to their practice squad. That fills the 17th and final spot on the practice squad. Steelers getting ready for their season opener next week in New York when they take on the Jets. And Miami Dolphins outside linebackers coach Ryan Crowe is in jail. He was arrested yesterday in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on the domestic battery charge, being held without bond. He joined the Dolphins in 2024 after 6 seasons with the Tennessee Titans. Guys, the rest of the afternoon with a high of 74, clear overnight with a low of 48, sunny on Sunday with a high of 78, Labor Day Monday, sunny, high near 80, Tuesday mostly sunny, high near 80, and then on Wednesday partly sunny, high near 78. Right now, just ahead of much more music, it's 67 in Washington, 65 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowood in Oakland, 67 degrees with new music from the High Watermarks. Their new disc is called Consult the Oracle. Those are the high water marks here on Radio 9, and just about time for me to sign off, because I can see by the old clock on the wall there's a dead fly.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
There once was a union maid who never was afraid of goons and geeks and company thieves and deputy sheriffs who made the raids. She went to the union hall whenever the meeting was called, and when the company boys came round, she always stood her ground.
Well, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union.
Until next week at the same time on these same frequently frequented frequencies. It's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can heal a horse to water, but it smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Blue Sky and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is coming up next. This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 3 o'clock on the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network.
Gals who want to be free, just
happy Labor Day
from me. Get you a man who's a union man and join the ladies' auxiliary. Married life ain't hard if you got a union.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien, recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.